Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 89 talking a little bit about the name of the mountain of Torah. One of the rabbis asked Rav Kahana, "Have you heard what the mountain of Sinai connotes?" He replied, "The mountain where miracles Nisim were performed for the Jewish people, Har Sinai, Nisim, Sinai." The rabbi asked, "Then it should be called Mount Nisai." That Rav Kahana replied, "Rather, it means the mountain where a good omen took place for the Jewish people." The rabbi asked, "Then it should be called Mount Sinai. Why didn't you frequent the academy of Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, who delve into the study of Agadata, homiletic stories, and teachings like that? For Rav Chis and Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna, both said, 'What is the meaning of Mount Sinai, the mountain where there descended God's hostility, Sina, toward idolaters for their refusal to accept the Torah?' And this follows that which Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Hanina, said, 'It has five names, the desert of Sin, meaning that Israel were commanded there, Nitzavu, to fulfill the Torah, the desert of Kadesh, where the Jewish people were sanctified, the desert of Kedemos, because a primordial Keduma was given there, for the Torah preceded the world, the desert of Paran, because the Jewish people were fruitful, Paru, and multiplied there, in the desert of Sinai, because hostility toward idolaters descended there.' He concludes that its real name was Chorev." The Gemara notes that this is in disagreement with Rabbi Avohu, for Rabbi Avohu said its name was Mount Sinai. Why was it called Mount Chorev? It is because desolation to idolaters descended upon it. And it should be noted, Rav Raza pointed out in the Daf Shir, that when it says that it was Har Sinai, and it's where hostility came to the world, anger, Sinah, came to the world, also could be the anger against the Jews, anger against the chosen people, quote-unquote people who were chosen to make the world a better place, anger of the other nations against us, basically the birthplace of anti-Semitism. This idea of names is very powerful. We all have names. When it comes to the Torah and names, it's interesting that the Torah itself comes from such a place named for such things because of the humility involved with the Har Sinai, and also involved with the idea that Torah itself caused the other nations to feel upset at us. The Torah is our blueprint. The Torah is our foundation. The Torah is our spiritual DNA. Even though the other nations are furious at us and they blame it on communism and capitalism and socialism and wealth and poor and calamities and pandemics and famine, they'll blame anything on the Jew, but the essence and the crux that even our enemies, Yimach Shemam, explain, it is the circumcision of the flesh and the circumcision of the soul that was brought to the world, that Hitler, Yimach Shemam, mentioned in his book, which many different sages have pointed out, many people have pointed out in their own shiurim, how that is the real reason that we're hated. The fundamental basis of anti-Semitism is that we have the moral compass and the moral conscience of the world, and people hate it. People can't stand it. It's throwing it in the face. They want to do hedonism. They want to do whatever they want, nepotism, hedonism, whatever they want. They want to live a life. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me I have to be good and moral. The whole basis of Judeo-Christian society, the whole basis of morals in secular society, all comes from Judaism. Judeo-Christian, really, it's Judaism. They stole things from us. That's how the whole life is based, because of Jewish values. Har Sinai started the whole idea that we brought moral consciences, moral compass to the world. Remember, the Torah is the blueprint. The Torah is the consciousness, is the blueprint. We ever need anything, we look inside it and carry the banner proudly to be a Jew wherever we go, especially in our crazy times. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 90 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.